I have people skills.
Okay, but you're helping me with this.
This is a nightmare.
Help! Excuse me.
Oops.
Oh, it was just a nightmare.
This is Help Desk Nightmares. This podcast takes a look at the interactions help desk and support techs have on a regular basis and the nightmares we encounter. This is episode 34, and Cody is not here with me at my house.
No, I wanted to be, but you wouldn't invite me over.
And he can't hear any of the background sounds that I'm going to be playing, so that's pretty fun.
And we're missing someone.
Who's that?
This is going to be such an exciting episode. You.
We're missing someone? Me?
Yeah, you're just a shell.
Oh, that's weird. It's a weird thing to say.
Ever since you went to lunch, you haven't been the same.
Strange.
Mm-hmm.
I need to turn off the HVAC so it doesn't make random noises.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I've got... Hold on. There we go. Turn off that little air conditioner. Everyone gets to listen to the fish tank. Just gurgling.
I a tiny bit saw inside your house one time.
Yeah, it's like you were afraid to walk into it, though.
When you were breaking your car.
Yeah, my hands were incredibly dirty, and I feel as though you wouldn't even open the door to it. So I had to open the door, and I'm like, just set it there. You set it there, and then you ran away. Like, I think you may have sprinted even. Mm. You're like, I don't feel safe in Oak Park. Wherever that. Where you live. In Oak Park, California, or something.
Okay, see, I'm going to have to put a little thing there.
I feel as though when we do these remote podcast, it's a little more candid
because you can't
see a
anybody?
Bunch of equipment in front. Yeah, like I, you know, it's just as if we're having a conversation.
Yeah, everybody cares a lot about the setup that we've got going, but I'm one cord shy from Cody being able to hear everything. So
well,
I just need one little cord. Yeah, from remote, we can all hear it while we're in my basement. But when oh, Jen's texting something, strangely.
Yeah.
But when we're remote, Cody can't hear any of the background stuff. So I can just play soundboard stuff or background stuff and he'll never know.
Hmm.
I'm going to, for one thing.
I don't know if you wanted me to pause there so you could play something. Or
no, it'll just be in the background. I don't even know if it has any lyrics. It says sing-along.
Is it Larry's Silly Songs?
It's not.
Darn it.
We did that last time. You were here.
Yeah. Yeah, but I thought maybe it was going to be a regular thing because Jen absolutely hates it.
She does.
She
Emma also realized how ridiculous it is when she just listened to it again on the podcast. I gave you guys last time and this time, like 10 minutes ago, a tiny heads up on what we're talking about. I don't have a ton for it because we can just talk about when it's happened, but...
Yeah, this episode, we're talking about computers freezing, according to the text I got from Mark 15 minutes ago.
We are. We'll have to do like YouTube, Yahoo Answer, YouTube. We'll have to do Yahoo Answers in real time because I didn't look any up. Jen usually does it.
Yeah, and usually I have a tip of the week. All of those things are false, Mark.
You don't have a tip of the week ever. Jen does do the Yahoo Answers when she remembers.
Yeah. When I remember, I do tip of the week.
Which is never...
Mm-hmm. One of the episodes, we're going to play board games, right?
Maybe.
And then we're going to talk about, apparently, a show called IT Crowd, which I know nothing about.
You've never seen the IT Crowd?
No.
So Jen didn't respond to that text. I don't know if she'll hear this when we talk about her, but that's what we could do like for we could do it as on the same day that we normally record and then just like all watch during the week, I'll watch an episode and talk about it at that point. Mm. Lots of people that I talk to on different like messaging apps or whatever know about the IT Crowd that are in IT. I had not heard of it until December of last year when I started all this.
I just feel like we do a podcast on IT. We work in IT. Like my whole life is going to revolve around IT.
Yeah. The IT Crowd I haven't watched a lot of it, but from what I have watched, it's not like centered only around IT. Like they happen to work in IT, but it's like, silly slapstick, like whatever else happens around the office, and they are the IT people, but it's not only
it's centered around what, three or four people?
Yeah.
I really hope that we can place ourselves in their shoes. Like, I am the lady or the guy with the fro.
So like, you've seen images of it. You just
I'm looking
it
up right now. Yeah, this is the nice thing about me being remote is I can like play video games while we do this.
You could do that here. You just have to bring a laptop or something.
Yeah, that's true.
Your trusty Lenovo Y-pad. What is it?
You have the same thing as me. So
yeah, but it's not very good. it's old at this point.
It is very old, but it still gets the job done.
Let's see. Yeah,
I think I am the business suit lady for sure.
You're not going to be able to hear this.
I think just based on appearances, you are the easygoing guy on the left. I'm really not sure.
There's music playing behind you right now.
Oh, no.
Oh, good. There are lyrics. It's just a sing-along, but it just has the lyrics and like a snowflake bouncing on the screen when you're supposed to sing.
Wait, what is the song? You have to at least give me a heads up.
What's our episode called?
Computer's Freezing. Is that what it's called?
Uh-huh. What? Is there a hit Disney film that would have to do with something being...
Frozen?
Yeah.
Let It Snow or Let It Go or something like that?
Yeah, it's not Let It Snow. Have you seen Frozen?
At least 2 dozen times, yeah.
2 dozen times? Now it's going to fade out because Disney will definitely sue us.
Do you think so?
I think so.
Did you see this version of
Are you sending Frozen? Something?
Yeah. It's a good parody. It's going to make the episode explicit.
Oh. I don't know how to see messages on here.
Ooh. You work in IT.
I don't use Skype. Who uses Skype?
Our IT company has been bringing up that we should use.
Oh, it's saying the F word a bunch.
Yeah, I really hope that it does not sound that terrible. Like, I heard that, and it was incredibly loud.
That's what it sounded like.
Is what I heard.
I don't want to share like screen. Why didn't do that? Thinks I want to share my screen?
Oh, I'll share my screen.
I don't even know how to do that. I'm on AJ's Mac for Skype right now, so I have the laptop that's recording all of our audio, and then I have my tablet that's the soundboard that you can't hear say...
There's a fire.
I have to turn all this back up. I'm not exactly sure how it all interacts with each other.
Fire! There's a fire!
Because there's like two audio knobs, but one of them shouldn't apply, and it does for how high the volume is. Like, one should only apply to the audio workstation on the laptop, and one should only apply to the headphones, but that's not how it works, apparently. They're
that's
both
not
connected
how any of
somehow.
This works.
Why is this little heart flashing at me?
On AJ's computer? I don't know.
On Skype.
That's something you need to talk to AJ about.
Heart.
You should... Oh!
Now
why'd you send me a heart? That was weird. It's just got a big old heart there now.
Thumbs up. Oh, wait. Yeah, thumbs up.
Ooh, super fun. So, tomorrow, which is going to be a Saturday, we're all meeting up at Mark's when AJ's there, and we're going to play video games.
Yeah, and the city Cody just mentioned a minute ago.
Yeah.
That he lives in. I hope
you're
I remember
so
to
funny.
Take that out.
No, you don't need to. Let people find me.
Oh, you're so funny.
I played the sound effect. You couldn't hear it.
What sound effect?
The oh, you're so funny one.
Oh.
Just a little one.
Oh, you're so funny.
That's what's like on. That's person. How it's named on this soundboard, too. Cody, oh, you so funny. That's how I know which one it is.
Maybe I should like enunciate and like keep every single word inside there. So, oh, you are so funny, Mark. But it's not as good. It's less good. It's worse.
That is worse.
So, Frozen Computers.
Uh-huh. What is your experience with Frozen Computers, Cody?
I feel as though we deal with people saying they have a frozen computer every single day, and 99.9% of the time, that is not the case. It's typically a situation where one program on a computer, one piece of software is frozen and each user immediately believes that their computer is locked up and that, you know, their computer's dying or it's going to catch on fire, and they freak out. All it typically takes is a user going into Task Manager and killing or ending the process, and they're all good. But most users, I think, end up just forcing their computer to restart, which isn't great, and hoping that it fixes it.
Yeah, we've had a couple of different kinds of frozen. Like, there's our content management system will freeze in a couple different ways. One of them is we've got big giant files with a lot of contacts on the contact list that if there's like dozens of them, which on some of the files there are, then it will take a long time to open. And at one point we were using a monitoring software that made it up to 10 times slower to load, or maybe even more than that. It could take like 5 to 7 minutes for something to load. And we ended up finding out without that software on, it should take 30 seconds. It still is longer than it should be. It's still longer than the other files that we work in, but it shouldn't be 5 to 7 minutes. So we had that for a really long time. And we didn't know until we also had to start reformatting computers and found out without that software on there, oh, guess what? It takes way less time for these files to open and load. So that was one kind of freezing. Like, it legitimately would just freeze and you couldn't do anything for 7 minutes. And then we've had other issues, like with the creator update that pushed out the most recent, the 1803 version, where things literally will freeze. Like, on my computer before I replaced it last week, that it would take just as long to open an Excel file or a PDF from that content management system because of the 1803 update. And still that's not been resolved. We don't really know how to fix that. And then there's other times that content management system has frozen just trying to open a Word document that either the system thinks is already open someplace else or it is open. So it pops up a screen. Like, the content management system is set, not a setting we can change, to always be on the forefront of the screen. So it'll pop up a little box that says, this is already open, what do you want to do? But users can't see that, don't know how to get to it. So then they'll either force close the content management system or restart their whole computer, when sometimes it's as easy as that. But we've had a ton of experience with frozen computers, which is one of the things that Windows loves to do for some reason.
I think in all of that conversation and all of that discussion you just had, it boils down to the computer does not freeze up. It's not.
Yeah, the computer itself is not freezing.
Yeah, it's the software. It's some alternate or third party software. Windows, in my opinion, when Windows freezes up, you get a blue screen, which we just did an episode on. That's Windows freezing.
Yeah, I can't think of the last time that the actual operating system froze. I think some of it was during 1803. It would just, everything would freeze, including Explorer, and sometimes Explorer would restart itself and then I could get back to my taskbar and even Task Manager. But that's very, very rare, for at least for me.
So we actually, and I forgot to bring this up with you, while you were out, so Mark took 2 days off. Like, this is unheard of in our office that Mark takes days off.
Until my birthday.
People thought that he quit. People thought that he was fired. They weren't sure what was going on. They all assumed that maybe he was on just a really long extended break and he came at some point and then left. But the first day you were out, our IT company had to expand some storage on our server for our monitoring software. And
they've had to do it a couple of times.
Yeah.
So it should be old bag.
Yeah, it should be like nothing. Like, they should be able to get through that. Well, I didn't know they were doing this, and all of a sudden my file explorer locks up. I'm like, okay, my computer just sucks, whatever, I'll restart it. Restart, it's not able to log in. So I start walking around and I hear people like, what the heck is going on? So I'm like, crap, something's happening. I call the IT company and I'm like, hey, are you in our server? Yeah, we are. Okay, something's taking place because everything's so slow. Yeah, we're expanding the virtual storage for this thing. And I'm like, well, do you think that's affecting this? No, absolutely not. That's not the case. So I'm like, well, none of our users can use our case management system. They can't get into their computers. Like, this is kind of an emergency right now. I don't know what it is, but something's going on. And they're like, well, it's not this. Whatever, you know, the expanding the storage has nothing to do with what you're talking about. Let me try getting onto this. And they ended up remoting into a computer, and they're like, yeah, it is really slow. So about 5-6 minutes later, he's like, yeah, so it looks like it's speeding up now. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it looks like on my end it's back to normal now, too. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, well, I really appreciate you fixing that for us. Like, I get that you did nothing, but you must have done the wizard stuff and fixed it. And he's like, oh, you know, haha, that's so funny and stuff. But I'm just glad it's working now. And he's like, oh, yeah, before you go, the volume expansion is finished. And I'm like, it didn't click for the guy that the volume expansion obviously did have a direct effect and froze every computer in our office. But he was pretty adamant that that was not the case. But yes, we've experienced just this week when you were out, every computer in our office came to a complete halt.
We've had stuff like that before, but it was a lot like years ago. I don't even remember the scenarios now. We were at one point when I first started, we were all in this company and probably other IT companies, like they want you to, or they try to push toward being on a terminal server, which when it works in a particular scenario, it definitely works well. Like when I started almost 8 years ago, it definitely worked well. 7 years ago? I don't know how long I've worked.
I was going to say, what are you talking about?
7 years? 19.
Were you there before we even opened?
Yeah, 19. So 7 years ago. Anyway, I've been thinking 8 to myself for some reason. When I started 7 years ago, it was fine because we weren't doing nearly as many things as we're doing now. And then our content management system increased what it can do so we could scan directly to the content management system instead of storing in some random directories of Windows Explorer somewhere. We could scan directly to it. Like, we haven't always been able to do that. And that's not something you can do without a third-party app, none of which 5 years ago we could get to work right. We're able to do, you can't do it natively to the terminal server. So in certain circumstances, it can definitely work. It's nice that if your physical computer shuts down, you can just restart it. You don't have to have any kind of workhorse machine. Restart the actual computer, connect to your remote session, and the remote session is still going as long as the server hasn't gone down for some reason. So those kinds of things are nice, but it also, we did have a lot of issues at some point. We had a vendor that told us that definitely the software that we're selling you definitely works in the terminal environment, in the terminal server, and they knew that it definitely did not work in the terminal server environment, so we couldn't use that, and it just was a big giant headache and a mess once we like expanded to however couple dozen people that we had. It wasn't expandable in our circumstance, but I remember we did have lots of issues back then, and then we were just like, you know what, we'll just deal with having physical host computers that run all the software and upgrade all that instead of dealing with the terminal server anymore.
Yeah, I do feel like it may even be worth an episode that dealing with vendors in IT can be incredibly difficult because every vendor in the world thinks that their product is the greatest or that their service is the greatest, and they're right no matter what they say. And I think we've proven that wrong hundreds of times in the time that I've been working with you, that, you know, our vendors and our service, our IT company that we work with, they can't be right 100% of the time. And a lot of times they will adamantly push it to the grave that they are right. And it's kind of bit us in the butt too.
Yeah, it's fun. It's what we can do one on that. I just put it on the list of ones we haven't done yet. It's funny. I try not to, like I said before in a different episode, not about this, but I try not to say something extremely strongly, like adamantly, unless I'm completely sure. And sometimes in those circumstances I will, but it's like, even when you go to the, like the trade shows or whatever for IT or cybersecurity conferences and the vendors are there peddling their wares, it's like, these things will definitely not do everything you're saying that they'll do. And they definitely will affect the other environment, the other things in the environment we already have. So it's just funny.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only piece of software where everything has gone absolutely to plan would be our new monitoring software, which is owned by a Russian company. So,
ooh, Addy from the platform we host on messaged new analytics reports, new standards, and new benefits for creators. Learn more about exactly what you can expect from your new analytics. I'm not going to click that link right now, but...
Yeah, because it's a virus.
No, it's like it's them? On their website. It's like that live chat that I don't do anymore to people, but I wonder what they are. I'll have to read the article.
W-O-W.
Let's see. How many all-time downloads we're at? 6,300 downloads. Isn't that cool?
Can we have an episode where...
What was that?
Oh, sorry, there's... I forgot Lori's in the house and she was like napping, but she must have got up and started making noise because I got scared.
Oh, I thought... I just heard the doo-doo from sending a link.
Oh, no, no, no. Oh.
That's why you...
I meant to send it... I clicked it while being scared. I meant to send it after the episode. It's just some video editing stuff if you want to start getting into like doing... What are they called? Vlogs? We could do vlogs.
What was this, 2008 in YouTube time?
YouTube's still big. There's a guy like... That really popular guy like... Oh, what's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't that judge really me. Popular right now. Hold guy. On. It's getting really, really so hot.
Popular,
inside
you don't
this.
Know what his name is.
No, I don't. But I was trying to make a joke because he's not Paul. His last name's like Paul or something. He's that really dumb guy.
Oh, which one? The brothers from
Jake
California?
Paul. Jake Paul.
There's Logan and Jake. They're both
oh,
assholes.
Oh, never mind. I didn't know. Whatever the one is that went to like the suicide forest and...
Logan's the one who went to the suicide forest.
Got nervous, giggled at all of them. Yeah.
And now the big thing is like, oh, YouTubers are going to box each other. What the hell? What's going on?
Are they really?
Yeah. They've done two fights. KSI and Joe Weller did the first YouTube boxing match. And then Logan Paul and KSI boxed. And theirs was a draw. And Jake Paul and I don't remember the other guy's name boxed. It's like, what? This is what's happening? Is this real life right now?
I want, I follow. Do you watch the Try Guys?
I don't know what that is. I think, did you talk about them before? And the, like, I asked you what YouTube videos you watch and you said that and I still don't know what it is.
Probably. I just go down the subscription list and apparently they paid the most amount of money for them to be at the top of my subscription list. So,
How about that?
No, but I do think we should do video episodes of you and AJ and me and Jen playing Mario Kart.
Who wants to see that?
I mean, you don't really play video games often, so I kind of want to see it. I will be the one viewer of that episode.
Of the Mario Kart episode? I played it. I played it with a friend a couple weeks ago on Switch. Nintendo Switch.
Oh, good for you.
It was weird. The controllers are very tiny. They're like the size of the Wii controllers.
No, they're like half the size of the Wii controllers. They're petite.
Anyway, they're very tiny. And I kept... There was a button. He bought two extra controllers because there were four people that were going to play at a time. And the two extra controllers, for some reason, have a little button that you can take a snapshot. So I kept taking a snapshot of just like the transition image between the game and the getting back to the
just
main
screen.
Just to
be annoying?
Yeah. But it doesn't tell you who did it. It just he happened. Everybody knew that it was me.
Of course they did. I feel like you were pretty obvious about it. Jen has a Nintendo Switch.
Ugh.
What
video games do you think Jen plays?
Mario Kart.
That's all? By herself?
She would. That's why I think she whoops
you. Or you can play, I guess, with people on the internet.
I don't know. I don't know much. I have a Switch too, but I haven't played it in a few months.
Did someone give it to you or you wasted money on it and don't play it?
Stop. I asked for it for Christmas from Lori and she got it for me and I played it for like 100 hours and then I set it down. I used to bring it to work and play on breaks, okay? I had an issue.
This job? Your old job?
Yes. Yes, this job. It did not exist at my old job.
Oh.
I would go out to the car and I'd play for half an hour to an hour.
That's weird.
Hey, it is, but I'm not going to defend myself there.
Let's see. While we're also saying these things, I'm just looking at the Yahoo Answers that I didn't pull together. I was trying to figure out how to get it so that you could hear the microphones and the sounds, but I'm one cable short. So it never happened.
Oh.
Isn't that sad?
Do we have the cable at work?
Yeah, I mean, there probably are ones that we never use because I bought the wrong cables one time. From that time,
I threw them away.
I meant to, well, I had like 20 of them and they cost like 10 cents, but we kept some of them. I'll just order some new ones.
What category are we looking in?
Computers. I always look in computers
and internet.
And if there's not anything good, I mean, I can just look through them live too, but that's also like super boring because it takes a long time. If you look through 20 of them, there might be one that's funny to read or not stupid to read.
What's odd is I click computers and internet and it brings up like mental health questions.
Mm-hmm. Seems like you're not on the right thing.
No, it definitely is. Yesterday, I saw a disturbing video and I'm still very anxious. What should I do? I can't get it out of my head. I don't know what to do. P.S. I didn't say it was disturbing. I felt anxious after watching it.
That's what you see when you click on computers and internet?
Yeah, came up with a mental health question, okay?
We don't have to read these right now.
This is brutal.
Trying to find like fun ones?
I'm never the one that looks at these. No, I just mean like some of these questions.
Oh. What do you mean they're brutal?
Like they're just really, really dumb.
Yeah, and I don't understand why you're even asking these on Yahoo Answers.
Here we go. Here's one. Why was I blocked from Match.com?
Because you sexually harassed too many people.
Apparently so.
I'm going to play the fire. There's a fire.
Fire! There's a fire!
You can't hear it, but I played it.
Oh, man. This one. A question submitted by... I don't actually know how to tell who submitted it, because I'm never on here. It says, bad motherboard, bad CPU, bad hard disk, said Geek Squad. Any ideas why? Answer, bad Geek Squad. Like, I don't understand. This is, oh my gosh. This one should not be on computers. How long was Jesus sodomized on a stick?
Oh.
The best answer, years.
That seems like something you wouldn't enjoy because you're part of the Jesus Christ group.
Mm-hmm. Shutting it down.
Is that what was canceled? Or were you just going to go for fun to the run?
No, I was going to go with my dad. And he's like, would you go with me another time? And I'm like, yeah, it's okay.
Oh, did he get married yet?
Not yet.
Oh.
I called him today and I was like, hey, how's it going? Are we going tomorrow? And apparently his fiance is over, but she went to go pick something up. So he's watching her dog and he's like, this dog. He's like, I hate this dog with a passion and I'm too afraid to tell her because she will leave me if I tell her that. So hopefully she doesn't listen.
What's wrong with it?
It's a big dog. It's like a pit bull mix and it's just, he's not used to big dogs like that. So it eats everything. It's very, very quiet. So it'll sneak in somewhere and just destroy something and have no remorse for it. It's also a puppy. It's less than a year old.
Oh, that's not what I meant to click. Dang, and it took me all the way back to the top.
Oh, here's the one. The letters I and then M. So I am trying to locate cookies stored on my computer, ? The best answer, the mouse ate your cookies.
That's dumb.
I think it was a cute. I one-upped it.
You think it was cute?
Oh,
did you make an account for Yahoo?
No. This guy thinks he's being punny, and he put, how do I use the space bar, but he didn't put any spaces in between anything.
Oh, That's fun. I saw that one. I didn't see some of these ones. I'm very confused on how it's like sorting.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This answer is brutal though. Mash your face on the bottom of the keyboard until a space appears. Don't worry if your eyes filled with blood. Keep trying.
Now I'm seeing some mental health ones.
Yeah.
In computers and internet. Anyway, I didn't come up with any links or any Reddits. I didn't read the Reddits for last week anyway, because I forgot.
Can we like ask our, it's a lot of work. Can we ask our listeners to tell us what they wanted us to talk about?
Sure, go ahead.
So if any listeners want us to talk about something silly or do something silly, we'll do it. We're desperate right now.
Any listeners?
Yeah. What else would you call them?
Who are our listeners?
Emma? That's it.
Huh.
Yeah.
What about the other? Well, I don't, because it doesn't tell you on our thing how many people, like how many unique downloads there are.
See,
so it could be like two people that download 500 things a week.
That's what I was going to say, is my bet is that Emma is actually a genius, like secret IT genius, and she downloads our episode from several different servers and is trying to boost us.
Why does it have to be secret?
Because she hasn't, I guess no one's asked her. Should we ask her?
Are you saying you wouldn't think that she's an IT genius just by meeting her?
She could be. You're putting me in a corner here, Mark. I'm going to hang up. I'm sorry, Emma.
Cody said it, not me. I don't have to do two this week in tech history because I need to save one for Jen. And there's nobody to compete against, so it's only you.
Yeah, I can still get it wrong if I'm over.
Yeah. Oh, I saw Wicked for the fifth time this week.
Yeah, he likes to brag.
I should have said this during the intro, but instead of like the part where we're supposed to be talking about frozen computers.
Yeah, no,
I feel like that part doesn't have to be very long. Because everybody knows about frozen computers. It's like,
yes. Mark has seen it 5 times, you said?
Yeah. I was also, unrelated to Wicked, I was talking to my friend Tyler this week, who said that he yeah, I don't think he listens to this. I'm not sure. He said that he was on a help desk call for 45 minutes with a lady who refused to watch the help training video on how to do invoicing.
Oh,
so like, just watch the video. There's a video. Why can't you just watch the video?
I recall a team member saying they did something like that. Like they called this company and the company's like, just watch this video on it. And they're like, no, I want you to walk me through it. And it ended up being like a 2-hour call or something silly like that for this particular piece of software. And I'm like, they hate us now. They absolutely hate us.
Yep. What can you do?
Mm-mm. Can't do much.
I'm going to leave that part in, but I'm not going to do a bonus this week in tech history. And I have to do our shout outs live because I'm not going to take the time to write them all out. Okay, we can do our, wait, let's do our, which one? Do I use music for this week in tech history?
Yeah, you do. You have like,
oh, it's usually that game music. It's playing now. Just imagine that it's playing. It's just like that.
Oh, wow. That was actually really, really good.
Because I can hear it right now.
Oh.
So I just did what it's doing. Faraday discovers electromagnetic induction. August 29th of what year? English scientist Michael Faraday discovers electromagnetic induction. Electromagnetic induction. They just want me to say it a bunch of times.
I was just going to say how many times. I have to take a drink every time.
Oh, is the primary principle behind electric motors and electric generators, two very important inventions that power and drive our electronic technology of today. August 29th of what year was electromagnetic induction discovered?
18. Did I already lose?
I'm not saying anything.
Man, now I'm second guessing. Like, I kind of
want
to just
lose. Like, you literally can't lose. If it's over, I'll say you're over, and then you guess again.
1829.
1831 is correct.
Ooh,
so
I would have
did not go over.
I would have destroyed Jen.
Yeah, she probably would have guessed 1830 though.
Yeah,
and then
because
she would have won.
What she likes to do, guess one above me. Because she's so.
I just faded the music out. That's pretty pro. But I had to do two things. It's so irritating. I don't know how this thing works. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, here's the Yahoo answers that I found all by myself.
Okay. No, I had some Yahoo answers that you're going to edit out.
User Dayan wants to know, I need money for a laptop repair. What should I do?
Sell yourself on the street. It's the quickest way to make a buck.
Billy Bob responds, sell your broken laptop, then you can afford to have it repaired.
Oh, Billy Bob, you're so silly.
Yeah, what should you do? You should, I don't know, get a job?
Get a job or
I don't
find
know
a
what
gig.
Your
Go to Craigslist and find a gig.
Go to Miss Connections on Craigslist.
Oh, no, there's no Maybe. Such thing anymore.
Oh, sad.
Yeah, they Go took
to
it away.
Backpage.com.
It doesn't work as well.
Oh. Let's see. I had to click on them because I didn't put down the usernames. Whoa. I don't understand this question. User Anba wants to know, I wanted to merge. And then there's a big, long picture of a man with a mustache and a bald head.
Is there anything else to it?
Nope, that's all.
I wanted to merge with that man.
I guess that's a character on The Flash. I don't know comic stuff.
The Merge?
No, the guy, it's like nuclear fission or fusion, whichever one of those two. There's two people that merge together somehow and become like...
You're right.
The nuclear whatever guy.
You actually watch that show?
I watch The Flash.
Look at you.
I like Grant Gustin. I don't know if it's Gustin or Gustin. I've heard people say both. I've never heard him say his own name.
I think it's G-Rant Gustin.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
User Anonymous wants to know, do most underage teens have Pornhub accounts?
Oh my gosh, Mark. No, no one's dumb enough to make a Pornhub account. That's the silliest thing in the world.
Why would you make an account at all?
I don't understand it. Like,
And do most underage teens... What a crazy person. Who says that?
Like, I think that crazy person is waiting for an underage teen to be like, yeah, I have one. And they'd be like, ha ha ha, instant message me.
This one sounds like something Cody would know. I think you talked about something like this in the past. User Harry says, forgot the name of a storytelling website, period, question mark. Additional details. I remember it had lots of categories and got discontinued around 2014, and so no new stories could be added, but old ones could still be viewed. Thanks in advance.
I have no idea. Are you saying, like, I used to talk about trying to find things, or a weird storybook website?
No, I think you've talked about something like that before. There was some website you knew exactly what they were talking about, and...
Holy moly. So because I understood one website, I must be the guy to go to for every single
like,
website
question.
Yeah,
there is. It is that.
Yeah.
Exactly
it's actually called
about.
Pornhub, man.
Maybe.
You can read stories on Pornhub.
Yep. Unless you have an account and you're underage.
Yeah,
you're
you better answer that question honestly
teens.
When it says, are you 18 and above? You say no.
They're going to come and get you.
They kick you off to Google.
This is weird. I'll come back to that one. Let's see. What is this user's name? This user is Laser with a Z 63. Asks. Ooh. It's a picture of a lady, the icon, the avatar. Says, do I have to have laptop on a table and not on your lap?
I mean, ideally, when you put a laptop on your lap, you restrict some of the airflow. Is there more to this?
Well, it's all, she didn't add any additional details in the additional details section. She added them in the question, which say, sounds like a strange question, but I was told to use it on a table.
Was that it?
Yeah.
No, yeah, it makes sense. People restrict airflow when you put a laptop on your lap. And if you do that, your computer will start throttling itself.
Fire! That's a
fire! It's okay, a Mac or something like that, or an Ultrabook, go ahead, put it on your lap. It's built to overheat. But, like, a heavy-duty laptop you don't want on your lap. It'll burn you.
A heavy-duty laptop?
It'll catch you on fire. Yeah, like our laptops.
You did, like I played that a second ago, the fire. There's a fire.
Good.
I can't believe I forgot to add that on initially when I created the thing.
That's really disappointing. I'm ashamed.
You should be. You're the one who said it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you said fire. There's
that was
fire.
Lori.
No.
Oh, I'm getting really sleepy, Mark.
This will be a funny one. I have 50% battery on the Mac that you're Skyping in on. So let's see. How many minutes have we been going? 40 minutes almost? Yeah, that's fine. Let's see. We can do a couple more. What is this user's name? This user's name is... Oop, I did not mean to click on Kathy. It's just Kathy. Level 1.
Oh, I definitely thought it was Oop. I didn't mean to click on Kathy because that is a legit Yahoo Answers name.
Oh, no. My friend Mark is calling. I'll have to text him.
No. We should take it.
I can't because it's not plugged into the thing.
Speaker. Okay.
User Kathy says his name is spelled with a C. I need to put a security with a S-U-C-U-R-I-T-Y password on my Netgear router.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, That's our question.
You don't want to put security on the router. I mean, some of it will have some kind of like protocols built in, but you need to put security on your end user computers. Or you can put a firewall up, but I don't know how many people would do a physical firewall in their own home.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there already is a security password on your Netgear router. Is that what you said?
Oh, I definitely didn't hear the password part. I thought they just need to put security.
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 User Rob wants to know, cleaned laptop screen with additional details. I used a wet tissue to clean my laptop screen. Now it has a water stain on it.
What was it moistened with, Rob?
Still can see everything, just lighter than the rest of the screen. Will that go away? If not, what can I do? Wasn't much water.
Wipe it with something other than that? Like, a wet tissue is going to break apart, and just... That was a terrible idea, Robert.
A terrible idea.
I fell asleep for a second.
Okay, let's see. Let's do our last Yahoo Answer question, which is submitted by Yahoo Answers user Jazz Period.
Oh, like it is a period or like it says period?
A period, like the punctuation. Jazz Period.
Okay.
Who asks, is McAfee worth it?
I'm waiting for more.
That's all.
No, McAfee is not worth it. Unless it's free. Go download some free stuff or use Windows Defender.
Even when it's free, it's terrible. And Norton Antivirus and McAfee, whenever they come pre-installed, they make it next to impossible to even get rid of.
It is disgusting.
So you can't use your own thing if you want to because you can't get rid of it. It's a pain.
Antivirus has become like adware or malware in a way.
Okay, Cody's very tired. So let's see. Colorado, Longmont, Colorado. We had 9 downloads this past week.
Good.
My friend James in Phoenix, Arizona, probably downloaded 5. Let's see. Where's the biggest ones?
What about your friend Mark? Did he download it? Mark with a C.
He's in Detroit, so I don't know. I don't want to zoom in that far. Oh, let's see. I think this is Greece. Nia Ionia Attica, Greece. 1 download.
Dang.
Our first download in Greece. We have Petaling Jaya Selangor. Malaysia, I believe. Yeah, Malaysia.
Good.
1 download. We haven't had any Malaysia before. Oh, 1 download in Shanghai, China. This is probably just all of our listeners using the VPN.
Like a VPN now.
Yeah. Because of that episode.
That would be super silly.
That we talked about. We did have, not this time, but we've had in Russia before. And Sydney. Oh, it wasn't Sydney before, though. I think it was something else in Australia. Sydney, Australia, 1 download. More in the United Kingdom. That's boring. Is it a new city? Stockport, England. No, not a new city. What else? Riverside, California. Let's see. Appleton, Wisconsin,
cool.
We've had before. Oh, Waterville, Maine, 1 download. Pennsylvania.
That's pretty exciting.
Ohio. New Jersey, that's Virginia Beach. I thought it said Norfolk, but Norfolk was not. So we have lots of downloads. Tell everybody that you know to download the episodes. Probably start at like episode 5. I think I deleted the 0 episode that you have to have because it's just like, I don't want people only downloading that and deciding if they're going to listen based on that.
It was just you. It's okay.
But it was like 5 minutes, and I don't think it was that good.
I tried
to rename all the episodes, but I guess it's not doing that. To take the word episode off, it's not updating, at least in my app. So.
What is this?
Oh, what is this? Cody just said that.
Jen, it's your turn.
Cody just said what?
The Jen, it's your turn. You don't get to hear any of it because you aren't. I don't have that hooked in yet. Isn't that
sad? No, I was still confused.
Are you going to take a nap because you're so tired?
Yeah, I drank 1 little glass of wine and I feel like sleep time. So
sleep
I can get
time?
Some energy to work Arts, Beats, and Eats. No one's going to hear about this, but go to Arts, Beats, and Eats and find me there.
I don't have for my school, it's either free or like half price or something to go to Arts, Beats, and Eats if you have the Raiders card, but I don't have that. I never got that, so I'm not going.
I'm pretty sure Arts, Beats, and Eats is like $5 to get in. So
I don't know about that.
I've never been, but I get in for the whole weekend. You don't want to go see AWOL Nation or Not Ben really. Folds? I don't know who any of them people are.
Ben Folds? You don't know who Ben Folds is?
No, Lori, we're going to go see them, though.
Oh.
On Sunday night. Ben Folds and followed by AWOL Nation.
Ben Folds and the Fab Five. That's not what
it is. Is it?
No.
I was going to look it up, but you think you're so gosh darn funny, Mark.
Gosh darn.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's all I'll make you do this time. You can go take your nap to do art.
Yeah, your admission is $7.
Yeah, that's way too much.
Yeah, that's how much you spend on your flat white mocha flat or whatever right. the heck you get.
Yeah.
There's so many background noises you can't hear.
Oh, you're so funny.
Oh, no. Okay.
Fire! Well, actually, there's a fire!
Oh, I thought I stopped Audacity by accident.
Oh. It'd probably be okay. The audio from this way, doing it this way on Skype is not the worst. It's not as bad as it was before.
I'm stopping this now.
Okay, bye everyone.
Thank you for listening to Help Desk Nightmares. If you like the podcast and you've listened to any other podcast, you know what I'm about to ask you to do. Like and review us on iTunes. It does help other people find the podcast. Follow us on Instagram @HelpDeskNightmares. Or for show notes and links, visit HelpDeskNightmares.com.